It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to get things started on Jack Mangan Presents The Deadpan. It's the best of podcasts. It's the worst of podcasts. It's Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
2
episodes.
You reach, look as good, you will not.
Brilliant fucking intro babble, Jack.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
There's an NHL hockey team called the Nashville Predators. Nashville is where Sun Records first recorded Johnny Cash's music. Later in life, Johnny Cash recorded a cover of a Nine Inch Nails song called Hurt. And of course, an infant alien creature burst forth out of John Hurt's stomach, ruining the spaghetti dinner for everyone.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my raccoon gal.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Now, you made some mention of the fact that whenever somebody says the word Adrian Zmed, that it's required that you laugh.
Adrian Zmed.
Let me put my lips closer to that big microphone of yours. After years of struggle, Captain Hook finally won. Now Wendy has a deadpan. Heracles went to the local play, discovered he didn't like satire. Now the Greek gods have a deadpan.
You are listening to Jack Mason's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Hi, Jack. It's the leather-clad mistress of Deadpan. I hear you're having a 200th episode this week. So I just wanted to say congratulations on 200 episodes. And here's to 200 more. Thanks. Bye.
Anyway, point is, within 5 years, everyone goes through fucking shit and goes through ups and downs. And to have a community who, cares and can stand by everyone is actually wonderful, because there's not a lot of, just friends in quote-unquote real life that you can count on for that long. So, well done there for everyone.
Yeah, I think I'll give up the golf clap, really, for everyone.
Do the queen wave, too. The queen wave as well.
The queen wave, Freddie Mercury? Wave,
yeah. Mm-hmm, that's correct.
All right, I've got my half microphone and my big cheesy mustache.
Well done.
Tim opened the door to the sound of a ringing telephone. He left the key swinging in the lock and answered it. It was Jack at the Deadpan Bar. Say, I couldn't raise Brian. Oh, Sheriff's in Taos, Regional Law Summit. Oh, I see. Hey, I think we're going to need you here, at least on a first responder basis. The guy just came in and ordered 200 shots of wild turkey. So, don't serve him. He's kind of intimidating? Big guy in black? Red beard? Yeah, that's a guy. How... Jack. He knew about the laser glove. I see. Look, I'll come down. Can you stall a bit? Yeah, I told him I only had 3 clean shot glasses, then came in the kitchen to call you. I've got Evo out there pouring slow. I'll be right there.
While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Hi, this is Christopher Moore, world-famous unknown author on Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Keep listening.
Very vital information. I'm glad you began with that.
And it seems to me, and this may be my own naivety, but it seems that when I was growing up, seems maybe 20 years ago, that the scientific overall...
still growing up, so don't just put it back then. You're still growing up.
That's a very good point, actually. It seems that the scientific perspective was that was pretty pessimistic about the possibility of any life at all, no matter what, no matter how we choose to stretch the definition, that there's no life at all in our solar system. But it seems like lately there's been some optimism that there may be something, you know, in the moons of Jupiter. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's an excellent point to raise. One of the trends in science over time, no matter the field of science, is that we learned that our previous ideas were more narrow and more restrictive than was necessary, or than what was the truth of what the universe held. And so science is this eternal march of opening our eyes and ears and attention to what's going on in the universe.
Adrian's Med.
Really Big Things, a serial by Paul Mackey. Jack, who the hell is this guy?
Rambling on and on, in Kirk rhythm.
Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most.
Deadpan.
I am seriously this close to crying.
This is a special song dedicated to Jack Mangan.
I'm your host, Jack Mangan, but you can call me the Salamanizer.
The Questers from FPN, a serial by Amy Bowen.
All right.
Say it as all one sentence.
Well, I may not be able to help you do your job.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
But
we thought I was bad.
But I wanted you to know that I'm ready to come on your next job quest.
Relax, don't do it.
Damn you, Jack Mangan. Should I try that again?
Being a member of this community and connecting with people that I have so much in common with and so much respect and admiration for is wonderful, and it's a great place to go during the day when work sucks and is especially evil, so thank you for that, Jack. Bye.
I like that part.
Deadpan. 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 Deadpan.
That poo there, it's there, then it's gone, and then it reappears, then it shrinks and disappears, and then it's back again, and then it's gone, and now it's back, and... Oh, jeez, man, I'm freaking out! I just saw this little square run by holding an arrow getting chased by a big yellow duck. No, it wasn't a dragon, it looked like a duck. Neither they're in the wrong cartridge, or I made a seriously wrong turn somewhere. Wait, am I an archaeologist? An explorer? Or am I just some exercise lunatic out for a ridiculously dangerous jog? Yes! Picked up some more gold! This is just like World of Warcraft. Okay, I'm trying the underground route for a while. That scorpion is an asshole.
This is the kind of show, the way it's put together, that I love. And the way it's filmed with, you know, four or five handheld cameras, it's very fluid. It's very immediate. It's very actor-friendly. There's a lot of rehearsal. There's a lot of interplay, a lot of collaboration between the actors and the director and the producers and the writers. it's an absolute joy to walk on the Battlestar set. And I noticed this year, this week at WonderCon in San Francisco, that many producers and people who have other shows, you know, like Heroes and Jeremiah and there's a bunch of other shows I can't even remember at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think that many of them really, really hold Battlestar in high regard, and really, really appreciate the quality of the production, the quality of the writing, and there seemed to be a tremendous sense of of respect for this show. And unfortunately, 30 years ago, there was a lack of respect for Battlestar. And I think a lack of appreciation for the effort that went into it.
Yeah, because at first, you know, you see him in the loincloth, and you're like, wait, is that Sean Connery? Like, what is that outfit he's wearing? And so it's just, like, grabs your attention. And then the whole thing with the Wizard of Oz book and, like, the floating head, and it's so completely trippy. I did not get it at all. I was too young. I didn't get it. And then recently, it somehow popped into my mind again. And it was one of those things that it was so iconic. Like, you look at the movie, like, this is an iconic film. This is an unforgettable visual experience. No one talks about this movie.
It's astounding. Time's been fleeting. Deadpan took its toll. But listen closely. 200 shows later, and Jack still seems to keep control. Well, I remember listening to Deadpan, laughing. Those moments when those greasy nipples would hit me and Jack's voice would be calling. Listen to Deadpan again. In honor of the great accomplishment of achieving the 200th Deadpan episode, I bring you the Deadpan Community Players.
Episode 1 was the first that introduced us to our Jack. Number 2 with Mike was really great. This would keep us coming back.
3 with T, what can we say? Those guys sure weren't all that cocky. Butcher Gross and number 4. Jack got me hot when he talked hockey.
Kingley surprised the guests on 15 from a man who knows how to type. 16 was an interview with TD, probably recorded over Skype.
Number 17 had no idea, no direction home, oh no. 18 started Greasy Spoon, comments as christened by Ditto.
Was the conclusion of the first Greasy Spoon game. 26 seems to have vanished from the website. What a shame.
Huge twine ball in 27. I want a chicken jack cut his hair. 28's large sausage pizza made me feel funny down there.
Interview in 41. A dude named John Shirley Huget. It wrapped up in 42. This two-parter was one of the best.
Much like Amy's package, 53 was full of stuff. Zardoz stars in 54. Sean was all hair, suit, and buff.
Greasy Gulliver in 97, don't know what that means. 98 had fridge contents and a song, all beautiful things.
99 with Rue Brew, ages perspective, we sure weren't bored. Episode 100, lots of content, Jack is
Show 167 live, Questers from the Meet Up, and Hockey Anthems Fun. And 168 comes with Rich Cantino, The Interview, Part 1.
169 had Joe's thoughts from the beach and how Jack's hard drive crashed. 170, she said, yes, we all think it's a perfect match.
Go back to 95, magical and dangerous, that's all I know. 96 had Southland Tales, strange, confusing picture show.
Babelcast of 109, what a crap storm, so says Jack. Then there came old 110, this one was totally not whack. Mm-hmm.
101 had T and Pip, Pip and T, around we skip. 6 had slush god rejection, here why don't you have a sip?
Don't be scared of 13, Neil DG Tyson was the bomb. 159, Harjack Dyson, JR Helpjack was the bomb.
Smooth like butter, Jack and Espy, no one cries. UHF, Weird Al movie, probably racist with surprise.
195, Utopia, Amy is all a dither. 196, we watch a film, overwhelmed by the zither.
197, had just a Joe's a rider bass, use hair an expert on trees.
198, not for kids with golden girls, or wrinkly knees.
199 is the point, so full of stuff it's gonna burst.
And here we have 200, and it's just as good as the first.
Thank you, Jack, on behalf of the Deadpan community, for bringing us 200 shows, and however many unshows, of fun, enjoyment, reality, testosterone, sexiness, hilarity, goofball humor, highbrow, lowbrow, great literature, things to think about, talking points, and of... Okay, you get the idea. It's a little bit of everything. We may contribute some stuff, but you make it worth listening to every week. Congratulations on 200. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Whoa.
I said the F word. Just for you, Jack.
I just fell down.
Holy crap. That is just awesome. It's like a dream. I mean, somebody pinched me. It's just like, hey. I didn't mean literally pinch me. Hey. Alvy, hey. Hey, that's my nipple. Thank you, guys. Hey!
Natatrosa bliska hami divo. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think, you know, the show is in an interesting place right now. I'm not really sure what the future of the show is going on towards 288, if indeed that is the end. I'm not right. Sure what the final 88 episodes will be. But I'm still enjoying the ride, and I still hope that... you know, we can do the special things.
Jack poured another set of shots as Tim arrived, having changed into street clothes. The large man made no direct acknowledgement when Tim sat a few stools down the bar, but said to Jack, "Of course, you'll have alerted the local constabulary to determine if I'm a danger to the public, or at least myself. I'm here in an unofficial capacity, but I do have first responder training." Still without appearing to have turned his head toward Tim in the slightest, the man said, "So you say, but you are considering that tearaway on your glove." Tim pulled his hand away from the Velcro fastener. "I need to drink. A lot." He pounded a shot back in punctuation. "Get that guy from the kitchen back in here. You three can watch me for signs I've gone too far, and every few shots I'll tell you a tale."
Day 33. Back to the grindstone. Patrolling these barren hallways is playing havoc with my mind. Is this all there is? Is this all there will ever be? Who am I really? Do I really belong here? My name doesn't even rhyme with Inky, Blinky, or Pinky. What am I doing in this maze? Why am I wasting my life chasing after one stupid yellow glutton? Oh, crap. I just turned blue.
I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger, those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
Three the big things.
Smooth like butter.
Deadpan.
So the moment just kind of stretches out. That cow, mad as hell. Charlie going for the rope and me fumbling with that big old tub of birthing aid.
It's chickadoo rock a rhyme do rock a rhyme that's right on time.
It's tricky.
How is it, Alvy?
Tricky.
It's chickadoo rock a rhyme do rock a rhyme that's right on time.
It's tricky.
Tricky. Word.
It's great that we're the ruthless overlords of our domain, but we should really, really consider renaming this territory. The other tribe leaders always seem a little unimpressed when we ride up and declare ourselves masters of the steppes. I think it translates to sound something like we're the rulers of the back porch. No matter how brutal we are, demons of the pantry is just not intimidating to anyone. Why the hell are there so many twins here among us barbarians?
And I can't relax. Can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, guess could say. Better run away. Whoa, psycho killer. Guess could say, better run away. Start a conversation you can't even finish. Talking a lot, but you're not saying anything. I have nothing to say. My lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again? Psycho killer, guess could say, better run away. Whoa. Psycho killer, guess could say, better run away. Whoa, say que la fi, say swallow. Disco, this ain't no far better run away. Silver hammer came down on his head. Bang, bang, Max. That's why Silverhammer made sure he was dead. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer came down upon his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer made sure he was dead.
Thank you.
Hey, Deb's Hannah Sandrea.
Who is it?
Pizza delivery.
Come in.
Hello. Did someone here order a large sausage pizza?
That was me. But I'm more interested in the sausage than the pizza.
Well, baby, let's get it on then.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mmm. Oh, yeah, like that.
Ooh, the sausage is good.
You're not so bad yourself.
Ooh, baby. Mmm. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
He's bringing sexy back.
I'm a vegan.
How the hell can you be an orc vegan?
I just don't want to eat anything that was once alive.
But wait, didn't you eat those hobbits with us?
I did, but hobbits don't count.
You're here to tell the audience why fantasy films, games, and books, stereotypical depictions of orcs and similar creatures, are racist and inaccurate.
All right. They got us all wrong. We take job for Saruman. He turns out to be a douchebag, and we get blamed. We were just contractors doing our best. But that's the orthanks we get.
Indeed. We are always shown to be unrefined savages. And, okay, some orc tribes have been known to enjoy Dane Cook or Carlos Mencia's stand-up. But not all orcs are that uncivilized.
I need you to listen, Jack. I don't have much time, Jack. You have to let them know. You have to tell all of them, Jack. Sunchips and a medium Dr. Pepper, Jack. They were in the combo, Jack. They were in there the whole time.
You're one ugly...
All right, so returning to the Deadpan once again with tons of enthusiasm, actually, for the project. I actually probably wouldn't have even bothered him with this, but he was very excited to be here.
You know, very much so. Very much so.
Yes, I mean, I don't remember the exact... I believe it was a tweet. The tweet was or a DM, but it was basically like, oh, my God, you know, flash in the pan. Or actually, I think I like your name for it as well. I like...
Mongo Palooza.
Yes. Well,
such a good things.
I want to thank you very much for joining me, Max von Sydow. Thank you very much, Max.
Yes, please let me introduce you to my henchman, Adrian Zemed.
Jack Mangan, I am so fucking proud of you for having episode 200 actually be in existence. Because, and not to sound awful, but I think at the beginning we all thought you were just a wonderful, witty spin-off of Winging It, and how wrong we were. Not with the witty portion, but in the fact that you have surpassed and succeeded in places that, no offense to the rest of the folks, they wish they could go. You're my brah, you're my boy, and you are fucking awesome, and there's a reason you have lasted this long through trials, tribulations, and utter bullshit. Deadpan, stay strong. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Fucking A.
Hey Jack and fellow Deadpanites, this is Chris the Fixed Kitty. Just because this joke shouldn't be allowed to die, en los billares haces efecto a las pelotas, a alargalos a las esquinas. En las políticas haces girar a los ingleses cuando sus cajones están en la esquina. Solamente no rasguñarse. No. Este chiste no funciona en español. Anyway, have a good week.
Autumn. Midnight. The Eternal City. The moon hangs over her like an attentive white-faced lover.
The Energizer Bunny says, "Grind." Do I have to do the dust as well? No,
however,
right.
However you want to do it.
Right. Grind. Dot, dot, dot. Grind. Dot, dot, dot. Grind. Dot, dot, dot.
Masterfully done. All right. Another one. This one might not be so random also.
Ah. Bottom one says, there's a theory that the USA's penchant for wrestling at school has bred a legion of fetish-loving Americans.
Available now. Get the soundtrack to The Magical Mystery Trick featuring Lady Uhura, The Ballad of Khan and Yoko. She came in through the holodeck window. Hey, Spock. Nurse Chapel Rigby. Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my tribble. Being for the benefit of Mr. Sulu, when I was 64, happiness and a warm phaser. Oh, black dick, oh, black doc. The Sulu on the hill, with a little help from my Ferengis. Me and Mr. Chekhov. Lucy in the sky with dilithium crystals. Day Transporter. Maxwell's silver phaser and many, many more.
So there was this marmot. Jack stopped in mid-pour. He'd best move on to the next story. Jack here hasn't had such good luck with marmots.
Even Luke couldn't resist hanging on Lando's weather vane.
And the Sarlacc pit was especially sweet on Lando.
It wanted to slip him the tongs.
I'll take good care of her. She won't get a scratch.
George Lucas had issues.
Quiero esmerte como un animal.
Smurf it to me, baby.
Quiero sentir desde el interior. Quiero esmerte como Gargamel.
Smurf it to me, baby.
Toda mi existencia es errónea. You can't resist a theme song.
We've been smurf hunting all day.
Come on, they have one female servicing a large group of males. That implies a species that lays eggs.
Smurfs don't lay eggs!
Actually, Lando's Asian-looking co-pilot was pretty super fly.
With the two of them, it was like Harold and Kumar blow up the Death Star.
Just with a mildly offensive alien caricature instead of an actual Asian.
That co-pilot guy should have jumped out shirtless with a fencing foil.
How did the rebel leaders pick Lando for that critical job anyway?
Hey, who can we get to fly the super dangerous mission to destroy the new Death Star?
How about that new guy who sold us out to the Empire 2 weeks ago?
You mean the guy who lost the starship in a game of cards? Yeah, he's responsible.
Didn't Admiral Ackbar think it might be a trap?
I'm sure he thought it smelled fishy.
Stay on target!
That Lando's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
I'm just talking about Lando.
This discussion just went from Lando to Shaft.
Hey Jack, this is Brad C. from New Jersey, and I'm here with our friend Mike in Richmond, and we're calling to tell you what's in Mike's fridge. Now, that looks like a case of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Sorry.
Alright, I have to be totally honest with you. I'm being completely honest. This one was not chosen randomly. You'll see why in a second. The other three were, however. First one, from Jeremy from Seattle, December 19th. The quote was, "Actually, I lie. I have yet to purchase or create my genitalia." Okay, next, Sarah from Charleston says, December 19th. Well, no, that's not what she says. She says, "Ugh, I want this, quote, teeny weeny mini martini, close quote, set for my friend. She just turned 21, but ellipsis. It's sold out in caps, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I'm so mad.
So she says her jaw hurts, and the next second is picking at her hair and says, oh, that's where that went. So it's like, is that TMI or TMJ?
Stop it already!
Let's just say that I've heard it before, and if you want to say it, that's fine. But if you want to say it because you think you're being original, God, I'm starting to sound like a real bitch here. No, yeah. People saying I should be writing to me is fine. Right. Oh, God.
But henceforth, I shall never use I should be writing as a joke for you ever again. So.
No, you're fine, Jack. You're fine. Oh, God.
Okay. Well, leaving the guests feeling uncomfortable is the perfect way to end an interview.
Yay!
So everyone, check out I Should Be Writing, Geek Foo, Knights at the Dinner Table, Voices, the Patio Book, and everything else with World of Warcraft role-playing games and everything else you can find that has Mer Lafferty on it. And thank you for coming on, Mer. It was a great interview, and it was a pleasure having you.
Thanks a lot, Jack. You're a lot of fun to talk to, deadpan as you are.
15 ways the Dukes and Lucases could have shared elements and thus improved their franchises. For Dukes of Hazzard, number one, replace Cooter with Chewbacca. Number two, the Dukes needed to face some Tusken Raiders. Number three, get the General Lee competing in a pod race. Number four, two words, Darth Enos. Number five, Daisy Duke dancing for Jabba the Hutt. Number six, a turreted laser cannon on top of the General Lee. And number seven, Bubba Fett. For Star Wars, number one, Darth Vader should have done Roscoe's laugh at least once. Number two, Darth Vader's TIE fighter needed a big Confederate flag on the top. Number three, Tom Wopat frozen in carbonite. Four, Jedis with huge belt buckles. Five, come on, Yoda needed a banjo solo. Six, replace Luke's land speeder with the General Lee. Seven, Star Wars also could have benefited from that narrator, like the Dukes had.
Right about now, them old Duke droids found themselves in more trouble than a Jawa covered in grits wandering into the Sarlacc pit.
And finally, in summary, what both franchises needed most...
You ignorant simp.
The Energizer Bunny says... A lonely chess player once tried a mail order bride. Under Star's special request, Star, he asked, she be well wrapped in plastic. He didn't want a stalemate.
Pan, pan, pan. Pan, pan's a word of weller. Pan, pan, pan. Pan, pan's a word of weller. Don't you know about deadpan? Well, everybody's talking about deadpan. A weller, pan, pan. Pan, pan's a word of weller.
Nerfin' deadpan.
Hello. Just letting you know that all of us pixies listen to Jack Mangan's deadpan.
That's right. All of the pixies love Jack Mangan, and deadpan is the pixie listening way.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Keep it tuned here.
Nobody loves you, but don't feel special. Nobody is a dirty, dirty whore. This is Marlo Diane, and you are listening to The Deadpan.
Mangan, you've really got your shit together.
Jack Mangan, you've got your shit together. Spherical Tome, 16 pieces at a time. Dirk Moonfire, each story is divine. Mangan, you've got your shit together.
This is Ed from Texas. Fry up your brains on Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
This is Sean from the Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing podcast at adventuresinscifipublishing.com, and I'm Deadpan. Are you Deadpan? And here is your host, Jack Wilma Flintstone's vibrator, Mangan, of the Jack Mangan Deadpan podcast.
So, some of the places I go are hard to get to in the traditional sense. I've got to make my own way. My cousin Eric, he's sort of a foul-mouthed mercenary son of a bitch. He works for this fellow in Wisconsin, who means to tie up all the best routes to himself.
We were talking about Lobots.
Oh, right. Stay on target.
42. After the party, when the humans and the Wookiee fall asleep, we'll cook 'em and eat 'em.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars! Give me no Star Wars!
Darth Vader in that black and evil mask. Did he scare you as much as he scared me? Star Wars!
But I wanted you to know that I'm ready to come.
Gonk, darn it.
Should have known better.
And actually, it was a great idea. It was a very romantic idea. It probably would have been the first ever recorded for a podcast proposal, except that Evo screwed up.
I'm sorry, Evo.
Jerk.
Aw.
Motherfucker. No, as I said, I appreciate that they were there, that Evo and Sheila were there. And also Debbie Spellwhite, Debbie, was there, too, to witness it. So it was a great event. It was a great occasion, my mute friend here.
No, it was great to have Debbie and Sheila, since they were the ones that, pushed me to stalk you and make you go out with me.
Okay, there's a town named Dog Track. Gee, I wonder what they do for fun there.
Okay. You enter the crypt and hear a hissing noise as the room fills with gas. Your NPC dwarf guide and the ferret familiars all pass out. Everyone, make a saving throw. No, Rush, even if you deny the existence of the poison gas, it's still there. You need to roll for it. There is no liberal media in D&D, Rush. Just roll a damn d20.
Everyone looked over at the stranger who had just spoken. He was 30-ish and had neatly combed brown hair, thick eyebrows, and facial stubble that made him look roguish. He wore jeans, a blue t-shirt, and red sneakers, and carried an acoustic guitar strapped to his back. He looked perfectly ordinary, except for the fact that he was carrying a scythe taller than he was, with a frying pan impaled on the point of its blade.
You're Jack Mangan! The Death of Pans!
Exclaimed Rhea.
I am. It's nice to meet someone who recognizes me.
The email address is sphericaljackm. @gmail.com.
So I sneak up and realize the guy's the real deal. Peeping Tom. He's slapping away at it. I put a hand on his shoulder, he turns and sort of shrieks. Poor guy wound up finishing all over the begonias, staring at my ugly mug instead of the lady inside.
So it looks like Jack Mangan has won this wonderful prize. So, you know, whenever you want to fly over to Chicago, Jack, you can have your night in bed with us. I hope you enjoy it.
Pop in your earbuds.
Hey, Jack and everyone, this is Dan Schrett, and I am calling in with my contribution to Earbuds Redux. And first, let me talk about the song that the Energizer Bunnies sent me, which was Neither Can I, which I've got to say is the loudest blues song I've ever heard.
Ode to a fish stick.
One half full can of Red Bull, bottle of Tabasco sauce, 2 jars of mustard, jar of sweet pickles.
Dumb Ass Memories.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. I have a really, really good dumbass memory to share with you from tonight.
He said to me, Paul, did the bathroom flood again? And I said, well, yeah, actually it did. He said, yeah, you might want to put the curtain on the inside of the tub, not the outside.
Jack, this is Danny in NC with a stolen rap lyric from way back.
Welcome to Canada.
Finland, Finland, Finland.
Home of love and spaces between us. You have come to show you. Go on.
You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Yay.
And these 41 fragmented, frenetic minutes do not do any justice to the 200 episodes and 5 years of great Deadpan memories. And it just so happens that episode 200 is being released right around Deadpan's 5-year anniversary. And also, historically, the time of year that we pause and remember Joe Murphy and raise a glass of root beer in his honor. Thank you very much, Deadpan, for the wonderful past, the wonderful friendship, the support, the laughs, the verklempt moments of emotion in the chest, the meetups, the audio, and the nipples. Thank you very much for the present. We actually had 2 unshows drop in the last week. So we had 2 first comments. The first from Unshow 59, John Bowe said, it may be the middle of my day, but I'm only barely coherent. And from 60, DJ Bunny said, holy crow, firsties. As for the future, I'll be there for a little while at least. And I hope you'll be there with me. Let's just go until this thing gets too gross. Anyway, the special double-length Deadpan episode number 200 is now going to end with music, as it always does. And as always, I'm not coming back after the music. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Has been for 5 years. And Yeah. I'm even outro babbling now. Good night, Mush. See you at the next meetup.
Sipping for this microphone, don't know what I'm doing. World of Destiny, radio in ruins. I'm a feature of audio, radio is the past. Don't tell people what I do, what the hell's a podcast? Just make sure that you download my latest episode. Deadpan is a way to be, are you listening? Yeah! Podcast killing the radio star, first podcast is folk. I just hope that this pays off, and I'm still fucking broke. Deadpan's a motherfucking way. Passing your lines at your desk. Tell me, are you listening? Yeah, yeah.
Tipped back another shot. I think Evo checked his tally sheet. Yep, that's 200. The man rose from his seat. So that fellow in Wisconsin, that Ivo Ferma. Yes, we've met, actually, Jack said. Never saw your cousin, though. The man stared at Jack for a beat and then murmured, no, you wouldn't have. He cleared his throat. Anyway, Vermont thinks he's got the doors all sewn up for himself. But the fact is, those of us who really know can make our own way. Stand back. The man started to make a sound, and Jack, Evo, and Tim did stand back, expecting 200 shots of wild turkey to come splashing back. The low belly rumble went on, building until it was impossibly loud, rumbling and crackling. The man opened his mouth and let forth what was easily half-belch, half-explosion. His breath laced with fire that expanded outward, tearing a hole in the middle of the bar. At the center of the hole was a spring meadow at midday. Don't worry about the hole, it'll be closing up. The edges were indeed already contracting as the man stepped into the grass. He paused. Anyone want to come along? Evo tore off the bar apron and vaulted the bar with a cry of, "Why, sure! Climb into my spoon!" Evo's shout still echoed as the hole in reality snapped shut. Jack poured two more shots and slid one toward Tim. Tim picked it up. "There's something you don't see every day." True, agreed Jack. Around here every other day. Tops.
Give your dead...
Is he attractive enough to win love prowess for them? No, I don't think... Oh yes, he sure is. You're crazy, Jack. I like it.
Mangan! Still got his shit together! Jack Mangan! Still got his shit together! Thousand scraps of paper! Memories of Undead Son! Duel of the Fates 3! Each story is such fun! Mangan! Still got his shit together!
'Twas the night before Deadpan and all through the bar. Only the ladies were present, and that's quite bizarre. The saucepans were placed on the stovetop with care, in hopes that Jack Mangan soon would be there.
The men were sleeping all snug in their beds, as visions of Deadpan danced in their heads. To this busy Wednesday I said, that's a wrap, and I settled myself for a short winter's nap.
When out in the bar there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the booth to see what was the matter. I ran through the barroom and opened the door. Could it be that a new episode was in store?
The music on the jukebox, its beat throbbing low, sets a tone to the night that is easy to know.
When what to our wondering eyes do appear, first Jack and then Hugh were suddenly there.
With a short quip, so lively and quick, Jack spread his love, but was gone in a jiff. More rapid than tribbles, his content it grew. He planned, then recorded, each segment anew.
Now earbuds, now dumbass, now stories and music. On contents of fridges and stolen rap lyrics. In the dead of the night, Deadpan Jack's come to call. Now download it, download it, download it all.
Up to the new feed, all the Deadpanites they flew. To download with Juice, Jay Potter, and iTunes. Then in a twinkling, Firsties is claimed. And Alvy and Dre provide a play-by-play.
With humor so wry and a wit that is dry, Deadpan makes us all laugh till we cry. Attending to work, I turn briefly away, and the comment board explodes, leaving me in dismay.
Intro babble to start and a promo or two, then a quick mashup follows an interview. Bumpers abound, and we hear deadpan haiku, unrelated thoughts, and who is winning Greasy Spoon.
The Alvinator's buttons tempt us, so shiny and red. Jeremy keeps us waiting for more fruit, must we beg. Andrea always swoons for Skinny Puppy. We share our joys and pains in this community.
We all lounge about, bereft of our clothes, distracted by double entendres we compose. Jack sneaks about as we grow pug and tease, and he stuffs really big things into our deadpan tease.
The hour grew late in the east on that eve. With the episode up, it was now time to leave. But I heard Jack's monotone ere he left for the day.
Good night, Mush. Deadpan is the way. Yes, that's it.